European Union officials are at the UN today seeking to use military force against traffickers bringing migrants into Europe. 60,000 migrants have attempted to cross the Mediterranean in the past 5 months alone. 1,800 have died. Sanjeev Berry is with Amnesty International USA, and he joins us. And Sanjeev, Amnesty opposes any military action, and they've put out a new report highlighting the conditions specifically in Libya. So what exactly did you find?
Amnesty International's latest report on Libya documents the horrible conditions and human rights abuses that are experienced by many, many migrants and refugees. At almost every step of the way, migrants and refugees attempting to escape political conflict, violence, or poverty are faced with a whole host of challenges. Women, especially women who are traveling alone, are frequently subject to rape and sexual assault. Those who get caught up between the warring factions in Libya find themselves oftentimes detained and suffering horrible abuses. Traffickers can sometimes abduct for ransom individuals who are attempting to flee for better economic or political circumstances. It's a horrifying array of human rights abuses and violations.
Mm. Well, now the European Union wants to use some form of military action to capture vessels before they're used by traffickers to bring migrants across the Mediterranean. But why does Amnesty think that this action could potentially make things worse?
This action of potentially taking a military approach could make things a lot worse, and there are two reasons why. One is that it's important to differentiate between smugglers and traffickers. Smugglers engage in their business with the consent of people escaping. Traffickers are people engaging in forced abduction of people without their consent. The second is the question of how the European Union is even going to know whose boats belong to who before they're being used. People do have a right under international law to attempt to flee and seek asylum in other countries. And for that reason alone, a government should not be attempting to take military action against those who are willingly and voluntarily trying to escape. The solutions include increasing resettlement places for people who are attempting to enter into Europe, having fair asylum processes so that people can have their asylum requests properly heard out, and then on top of that, attempting to introduce human rights concerns and the concerns of migrants and refugees into any political solution that's being considered in Libya.
Mm. So clearly, long-term solutions involve some form of political stabilization in Libya. But 60,000 people have attempted to make this crossing in just the past 5 months alone. There's this immediate pulse of desperation that we're seeing playing across in the waters of the Mediterranean. So if not some kind of further military engagement, how do you deal with this crisis right now?
The most important thing to do in the immediate present moment is to increase the number of search and rescue missions. That's not a military strike approach. That's not a surveillance approach, other than surveillance in the context of attempting to save lives. With the thousands of people who are trying to get on boats voluntarily to escape Libyan and other North African shores, if and when they hit troubled waters, literally, they need to have the support of search and rescue operations to make sure they don't drown at sea.
Sanjeev Berry is Advocacy Director for the Middle East and North Africa at Amnesty International USA. Sanjeev, thanks so much.
Thank you.